Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2545, Mindful Happiness by Ira Israel of iraisrael.com. Interview narrator Justin Mollick reading you blogs every single day of the year, including holidays. So with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Mindful Happiness by Ira Israel of iraisrael.com. Quote, happiness cannot be pursued. You do not find happiness. Happiness finds you. It is not an end in itself, but a byproduct of other activities, often arriving when it is least expected. Mick Brown. Quote, it is no measure of health to be well-adjusted to a profoundly sick society. Krishnamurti. I spent the last 15 years reading every self-help, spirituality made simple, happiness for dummies, mindfulness, yoga, DIY psychotherapy book known to God and man. To reduce thousands of years of religion, psychology, and philosophy to a 1,000-word blog would be unwise, if not vulgar. And yet once you parse the semantic differences between the sundry religions, psychologies, and philosophies, and the plethora of derivative transformational workshops, like the ones I teach, and therapeutic modalities like the ones I use with patients, it is easy to see how many of the problems we encounter are culturally contingent and how many of the proposed solutions are tantamount to serving old wine in new bottles. Here's what I have learned, what I teach, and what I live. Number 10, pursuing happiness actually causes misery. The irony is that if you want to be happy, you need to release your desire to be happy, for desire is the root of all suffering, according to the Buddha. And happiness, when it occurs, is actually a byproduct and not a direct result of particular actions. The best way to engender and maximize the byproduct of happiness is to embrace a lifestyle and incorporate tools that are scientifically proven to keep you at the high end of your happiness spectrum, such as meditation, yoga, exercise, ample sleep, community, self-discipline, secure attachments, intimacy, authentic communications, delayed gratification, and eating to fuel your body instead of eating for self-destructive psychological and emotional reasons. If you live in America, then you have been raised to believe that the pursuit of happiness is an inalienable right, which was grand and appetizing for the oppressed pilgrims who settled these fine shores many moons ago. However, we know now that pursuing happiness causes misery because your mind is akin to an hedonic treadmill. As soon as a desire is sated, it is replaced by another desire. If you think you'll be happy when you get a new car, house, partner, or job, scientific studies inform us that those shiny new objects lose their allure in 12 to 18 months. Number 9, release expectations. The future is a void. One of the primary features of our minds is to imagine potential future scenarios in an attempt to stave off possible traumatic surprises. This defense mechanism, which was so essential to help you survive your highly competitive and often disappointing childhood, is now hindering you from showing up authentically in the relationships that are integral to your healing journey. Thus, learn how to observe your mind's incessant leaping into possible future scenarios and gently correct it by teaching it to be here now. Number 8, your mind was trained to want more, better, different. If you want to be happy, you need to untrain it and replace those woulda, coulda, shouldas with gratitude and acceptance. Number 7, your mind is plagued by the irrational thought, Something is wrong. I'm different from other people. I don't feel safe. Everyone has experienced traumas, and our minds have clung to those past events and kept them alive as if they were still happening. Forgiveness and acceptance are tools that we must continuously employ in order to release or at least reframe past traumas. 6, your mind is plagued by the irrational thought, something must be wrong with me. Children assimilate negative energy around them by having the voices in their heads say, there must be something wrong with me. If I had been different, then mommy and daddy wouldn't have gotten divorced. My brother wouldn't have died. My best friend wouldn't have moved away. Fill in the blank happened. It is just as easy for their narrative to be, my life is perfect. It's not my fault that my parents got divorced, my brother died, my best friend moved away, fill in the blank happened. Reframe your narrative in order to eliminate the resentments that your mind creates. Resentment equals this should not have happened. 5, you have an internal barometer that was shaped before you could speak that either informs you that the world is an inherently scary place with finite resources or a loving place of abundance. Your way of being in the world, your core issues, and your disposition are not as dynamic as you've been informed to believe. The current wave of neuroplasticity sweeping self-help books is belied by false syllogisms such as brain cells are malleable, meditation relaxes people, thus meditation changes brain cells. This is inaccurate and misleading. Tools such as meditation were not and cannot be designed to change particular brain cells. Specifically, meditation was designed to alleviate suffering by learning to transcend or tame the restless mind. Why is the mind restless? Because 8 from earlier, your society has trained you to think more, better, different will make you happier. 7 earlier, that you are not safe and must keep your guard up and adrenaline pumping or you'll get hurt. And 6 from earlier, there must be something wrong with you. However, it is equally possible to train your mind to believe that you are not presently in danger, there's nothing wrong with you, and your life is unfolding exactly as it should be unfolding. So don't worry about your prefrontal cortex or synapses or neurons or limbic system or anything that you cannot directly experience through your 5 senses. Worry about showing up and being present for your life. 4, self-discipline equals self-worth. We have an epidemic of people in our culture who suffer from low self-worth, low self-esteem, and negative self-talk that manifest as alcoholism, infidelity, gambling addictions, shopping addictions, eating disorders, and a host of other afflictions. Whenever patients think that their accomplishments are not good enough, I ask, whose voice is that? Usually it is a teacher's or parents' or sibling's voice. No bonobo ever thought, yes, I'm enjoying this delicious fruit right now, but I'll only be truly happy when I have an entire plantation. If you suffer from low self-worth and want to correct this, then cultivate personal discipline. Make commitments such as eliminating high fructose corn syrup and sugar from your diet, meditating every day for a month, going someplace you've never been once a week, etc., and stick to those commitments. I've noticed in my psychotherapy practice that people with low self-worth have problems with self-discipline and vice versa. One way to raise self-worth is to be sufficiently disciplined to have daily practices that you can be proud of accomplishing. 3, realize that most of the things you learn through popular culture, acquiring money, power, material possessions, bling, do not correlate strongly with happiness. We all know a lot of people who have more money than God and are still miserable. Ironically, it turns out that givers are happier than takers in the long run. Being generous and helping others is infinitely more satisfying than looking at your bank account statements. Only an idiot wants richest guy in the cemetery on his tombstone. The only thing that correlates strongly with authentic happiness is trustworthy, positive, loving relationships. Being giving and generous helps build those relationships. 2, authenticity. You created a false self, a facade, a persona to survive your childhood, and the defense mechanisms you developed became your way of being, your personality. There's a good chance that your facade or personality is quite functional and even seductive. However, you know that underneath it lies an authentic self that is rather messy and unseemly. Relationships based on facades crumble, so you must be brave enough to be vulnerable, show your authentic self, and express yourself authentically and compassionately in order to cultivate vibrant, positive, loving relationships. 1, This moment is everything that you will ever have. If you say, yeah, I'll do these things, meditate, exercise, eat healthily, speak authentically, explore new places, tomorrow, studies show that you will never do them. Happiness is a choice, and it is up to you to embrace a lifestyle and incorporate tools that will keep you at the top of your happiness range today. You just listened to the post titled Mindful Happiness by Ira Israel of IraIsrael.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Ira. It's funny, in the beginning, Ira was talking about how he spent the last 15 years reading every self-help, mindfulness, and DIY psychotherapy book ever. Sometimes that's what I feel like I'm doing as well. Granted, not quite 15 years, but a solid almost 7 years of reading something every single day. Actually, multiple times because I edit my own episodes as well. So I've basically consumed one article at least twice, if not more, by the time the episode is released. And that is a lot of material about happiness, positivity, mindfulness, you name it. It's hard to argue with most of what he's saying here. Much of what we talk about does boil down to some of these ideas. Somewhat recently, we heard on this show from another author about the idea that actually trying to pursue happiness can make things worse, and that focusing on things beyond ourselves, like on other people's happiness and getting out of our own heads, could actually have the sort of unintended consequence of bringing more happiness into our own lives. Lots of things to think about from this article, so thank you to Ira. He clearly has read a lot about this stuff. And thank you for being here. Have a great rest of your weekend. But I actually have a bonus episode coming up in just a sec, a helpful article from my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.